Welcome to A String of Pearls. My name is Charlotte Fryer, and I have put together a series covering a wide variety of subjects, from perception to manifestation, crisis and recovery, to soulmates and sacred contracts. These pearls are extracts from conversations that I have had over 25 years of experience working with individuals, couples, families and professionals as they navigate the great tipping points of change and transformation. It is my hope that somewhere in your listening, you may find a pearl or two that has meaning to your personal journey. May they be strung together as an intimate thread of hope, inspiration and comfort as you continue through this often challenging yet miraculous gift of life. Thank you for listening. Enjoy and be well. Over the years, when working with people that feel empty inside, we unravel that to find that it's not an emptiness. Emptiness is impossible. We're never empty. We are always full. But we can have an experience of being empty because there's a disconnect to ourself. Parts of our self have shut down. We've become detached. Maybe even we've amputated ourselves from our deeper sensory awareness. Our feelings, our most intimate, intricate, soul-felt elements of our being. And this can happen abruptly, or it can happen slowly over a period of time. And when this presents itself in others, I find that beneath the false sense of emptiness, there's unresolved grief. When someone has had numerous disappointments and or losses over their life, there can be a numbing, a dissociation from those losses because the grief is just too much, or they perceive the grief to be either A, too much to bear, that, you know, okay, if I let that grief in, it'll be my undoing. You know, that grief, where does it end? You know, if I really sit and allow that grief to come up and through me, I won't make it. You know, I will literally not be able to function. That is one element. And the other is sometimes the grief has become so buried that one has no relationship with it at all anymore, that it's truly, truly a disconnect, and they can't even access the memories associated with the losses and the disappointments. And there's a thawing out that's required when someone is coming from that particular vantage point. You know, they are so hypervigilant and tense and rigid and holding themselves captive to often a perfectionistic way of being where nothing can get through the cracks. You know, they don't want to be affected. They don't want to have a moment where it's revealed unto themselves that there's a sensitivity that they can come unglued. And then if they come unglued, then what will they do? Which refers back to what I was saying about that fear that grief is just too much to bear. And so regardless of the approach, dependent on the symptomatic presentation of grief, grief is so detrimental to our body. We, not only our mind, but our body. Grief is typically held in the lungs. We have a chakra system that at its most optimal is meant to spin and vibrate at a frequency for health. And in the lungs, where we breathe, where we inhale and exhale life, the very source of our existence, that's where grief, if it's not processed, that's where it sits. And so a lot of times with people that are either learning how to connect to grief or in the grief and processing through it, there's a lot of breath work involved, a lot of expanding of the lungs, and a lot of breaking down to break through. And grief is something that, if we embrace, can give way to remarkable newfound insights and creativity, because there's been a blockage. And to have that dam break free, there's then room in consciousness, in one's consciousness and in the body, to start to experience new senses, new stimulus, new interactions with life. And it's quite a phenomenon to watch and to be witness to. Grief is a portal to a whole new way of truly living.